traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with 0 crashes, 0 tailpipe emissions, and 0 congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
Do you know the opening theme song to Scooby-Doo?
I thought I did.
All right, I'm gonna do the sound effects in the intro, and then we're going to go into it, okay? Do this best as you can.
I don't remember.
All right, now, forgive this sound. I'm going to do my best. Thunder, bats, and then intro riff. And then we're going to jump right into it. You ready?
I don't remember it.
Dooby-dooby-doo, Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? We got some work to do now, Scooby-Doo. I was hoping you would... There's some background vocals that I really like.
I don't remember.
We can count on you, Scooby-Doo. Hey, no, we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Doo, be ready for your back. Look at that ass. Hey. Yeah, Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a booby snack.
No. We are not doing this.
That's a fact.
No, it's not.
Dooby dooby doo. Where are you?
You're talking about ass and titties in the song?
They say it. Look up the genius.
No.
Look they up say the Scooby Doo genius.
It's going to get your ass, and we're going to have booby snacks, not Scooby snacks.
Look it up. Hanna-Barbera was on that shit.
You on some bullshit right now. So I already know how this episode's going
to
go.
Welcome to another episode of Thick Threads, the thickest show on the internet where we dive into the craziest threads on Twitter and Reddit. I'm your co-host, Fred.
And I am Velma Dinkley.
You know, it's not feeling so authentic.
Why?
The Velma?
Why?
Is that really? I don't know. I guess I haven't seen enough.
You haven't seen enough?
Show us the whole fit. Maybe it is authentic.
Oh, okay. So, well, what I'm going to do, because we can't really fully see, I have to do some sexy shit right now.
Oh.
And.
Okay. Yeah.
I have my magnifying glass because she is equipped. I'm going to show you my shoes that I decided to wear. So I have these.
Nice.
thigh highs. So you can barely see them. My thighs are a little too thick for these, so they keep rolling down. But I'm going to show
the skirt.
The little skirt.
The skirt.
The skirt with the little cheeks out.
Say something into the mic real quick just to make sure. You were going to clap into the mic. Can you say something into the mic?
Hello. Hey, Patrick.
Did you just do Ace Ventura? No, I'm just obviously I'm just kidding. The outfit is great. I just wanted to, you know.
She just wanted to get a little view for the fans.
Show you guys. If anybody is not authentic, it's me.
It's you. Okay.
It is me.
So who are you?
I am the perv himself, Fred.
Fred's a perv.
You know, he's always like, Shaggy and Scooby, you guys check where the ghost is most likely. Me, Velma, and Daphne are going to go into the master bedroom or the sex shop, and we're going to investigate. He was always trying to split up and be with the girls.
Oh, okay.
Which I get it, but it's like, y'all are on the clock.
So is that a part of your personality that you really, like,
No, I'm actually closer to Shaggy, because if we there to solve the ghosts, I'm trying to solve the ghosts. I'm scared. I'm into it.
Okay.
They travel in the world in a van doing hippie stuff. That's when you can do the sex.
Okay.
You know, I'm not trying to smash in a haunted castle that I just got hired to find the ghost.
I don't know.
hey, can you lose your glasses real quick?
And lose my like, glasses?
Be like, I can't see anything without my glasses.
I can't see anything. Help.
Spank bank.
Help. Fred, where are you? You're supposed to be here with me.
I'm not here. Keep looking.
Here you come from behind.
To my defense, I am just really late with the Amazon. And when we were doing Naruto, I had the Sand Village thing, didn't come on time.
Nope.
I had the long sleeve shirt with the collar. But I was like, does the collar matter if I'm going to be covering it up with the ascot?
Well, maybe. Well, if we see it in the cartoon, then yes, it matters.
Well, what about this?
Oh,
I did
the socks too.
Oh, not the one. That's not part of it. But the
okay.
I did slightly commit to the lower half, the part that you guys can't see.
Okay, I see you. I see you. Hey, we low key match a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. We look like. I feel like people would get it.
Yeah.
Especially with you.
Yeah.
You're the common denominator in all of these.
Why?
In all of these costumes.
I see Mortal Kombat is still on your mind.
Mortal costumes, I almost said. And also, I didn't want to be Shaggy because that would just be me sitting here in a green shirt. Shaggy from the waist up is
you. He's the one that's kind of like I wouldn't say smart, but he's the investigator. Like, he'd be really trying to find shit. Even though when he finds it, he runs. Like, but...
All right, let's move on.
Damn. Okay, wait.
This wasn't a good breakdown.
Damn, I'm sorry.
Of my personality.
I fuck with you though, heavy. You know I do.
You know, it's Shaggy. He musty. He's scary. He's a bitch. He don't do nothing in the group.
See, I left those out on purpose, but since you mentioned it, no.
Shaggy was not musty.
How you know?
Shaggy was out here. Well, they were all musty, let's be honest. None of them showered. They're just in a damn van breaking down all the time.
I just wanted to say Velma Dinkley's personality. Can I read it?
Dinkley, okay.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant, modest, and comfortable in her own skin. Mm-hmm. Velma is all about getting results, not taking credit. She doesn't mind that Fred is always going off with Daphne and leaving her alone, while Shaggy and Scooby are fairly useless slackers.
So she's kind of like in the middle.
So she's like, I'm going to do my own thing. That's very similar to me. Like, I really don't be beaten to the drum of anybody else's sound. Like, I be like...
Just like Velma.
I be, yeah.
Why did everybody attach to her for the sexy one when Daphne was supposed to be? She was drawn as the cute one in the group, but everybody went after sexy Velma.
Because that's how people redo characters. The one that's not supposed to be lusted for, people for some reason want to lust for it. So then,
Jessica Rabbit, she was drawn, and they did the job.
Now Jessica Rabbit is like. That's OD. There's always exceptions to the rules. But I think they've done this with plenty of characters. There's probably a sexy Daria costume, you know?
I don't know.
Probably. More than likely there is.
There was something about Velma that made you want to be like, oh, she probably got a little ass under there.
Really?
There's nothing about Daria that was ever cute.
Well, she wasn't drawn to be, but... I can guarantee there's probably a sexy Daria costume. What's her name? Tina Belcher. There's probably some. I think I've seen some sexy Tina Belcher costumes.
Well, they it's a kid. That's like having a sexy Lisa Simpson. It's like, fam, she's a 10-year-old.
Well, you dress as the character and not necessarily how old they are. Like, there's a sexy Dora.
So costume. If I was a sexy Tommy Pickles, that wouldn't be a little weird. He's a baby.
I mean, if you walked around with a diaper,
and both.
I mean, do you think that guys walk around in diapers for Halloween? They have.
They do.
Yeah. So,
they don't try to be sexy. They're just babies.
But I think, men try to not make their costumes sexy, period. I don't know if it's, the men that have like big muscles and shit, like I think they do. But the ones that just like have regular bodies, I think... want to have like
so us buff people we do but the regular body people are,
you said us
yeah us me like
you know, you're included people. In the buff
mm-hmm.
Oh okay well yeah you filling out that shirt
filling it out actually this is it's flannel it's stretchy
I wasn't going to say.
It's stretchy.
No. I see it. It's looking mighty fine.
No, it's cool. We could host shame.
No. Looking mighty fine. It's looking mighty fitted.
All right. Well, it is Halloween. Regardless of why people sexy up, it's going to be some spooky times. So we got some spooky threads. I have a bunch of them. So we're going to do some for the Patreon. Shout out to the Patreons and the Patreons only.
I have some for that, too.
Make sure you guys sign up because we're doing some extra scary stories this week.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I have a pretty scary thread for this episode.
I do too. I'll go second.
Yes.
Mine has a interesting twist at the end.
Yeah, go behind me.
Go behind you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You want to show us what behind you looks like?
You want to see it again?
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better, you really can do it. But nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
See, this is brief intermission. A cheeker mission.
Oh, shit.
Brief cheek break. That'd be a great podcast stop.
Cheek break?
Cheek break. You need to stand up. Cheeks.
Mm-hmm. All right, creep us out. Refired up. Okay. The true story behind The Nun. A thread.
Conjuring story?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Whoo. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
You ready?
I am. The demon that goes by the name Valak is actually never documented in any of Ed and Lorraine Warren's investigations or cases. However, practitioners of black magic / dark, manic, and also connoisseurs of demonology, Valak is a very real demonic entity. The representation of Valak in the movies such as The Conjuring, Annabelle, Creation, and The Nun is almost opposite of the real demon Valak. Lorraine Warren did, however, mention that she encountered a demon at her home and she described it as a swirling vortex with a dark hood. It was then translated to the demonic nun for The Conjuring movie.
Wait. That might have been the most terrifying description of a demon I've ever heard. A black vortex with a hoodie on?
Yes.
Keep going.
According to the Lesser Key of Solomon, Valak is none other than the great president of hell. Often depicted as riding a two-headed dragon and commanding 13 legions of demons, Valak also takes on the form of a small child with wings.
A cherub? I never really did trust those little cherub motherfuckers.
Right?
First of all, there's politics in hell? There's a president?
There's a president.
Why have we never... I've always heard, like, Lord of Hell or Emperor of Hell. Nigga, there's politicians?
He's the president.
You think you vote?
He's a big man, and I don't think so.
Think they give you a voted sticker and it just burns off immediately?
I think he takes it. I don't think he can be dethroned or deseated as the president of hell. It's pretty spooky. He is said to be able to give true answers and hidden treasure. He is also said to tell you where serpents can be seen because he has the ability to locate, summon, and control serpents. Even today, he is often invoked by those who practice black magic, a lot of which are looking to find hidden treasures or true answers. He is also said to have super strength, which he doesn't mind sharing with those who worship him or those that are worthy enough of calling upon him.
You can get powers from praying to the to the wrong people.
That's what it's saying.
Huh. It's a nice little perk.
Super strength. Yeah, and he's sharing it. That's crazy.
Right.
Nonetheless, the demon in The Conjuring, the Nun, really exists. Dates back centuries ago, but it's not anything like the film. And the Nun is not actually based on a true story.
So people saw the Nun and they're like, bullshit. And they did research.
Right. Right. Because she, at the end of the Nun, she actually said, I know your name. Valak is your name.
Oh, that's right. Valak is a.
Hey, that sounds evil.
I like the name. This is, okay, hot take. Demons be having some pretty cool names. And not to be blasphemous or anything, but if you took the whole Satan thing out of it, Lucifer is a hard name. Lucifer, if you took the history and the devil out of it, Lucifer could have had some good potential as a name.
That shit sounds stupid.
Lucifer?
Yes.
That shit fire.
Literally.
I liked what you did with that.
Not like the name Lucifer. It creeps me out. Did you watch the show Lucifer?
No.
I really like the show.
I hear it's really good.
Lucifer Morningstar.
The only thing is, of course it's creepy because you already associate with that. But I'm just saying, if you were to somehow wipe all of that off, Lucifer could have been a Patrick. You know what
it
I mean?
Sounds like Lucifer. Like, I lost my fur.
Like, damn, Peter like robbed it. Me and now I Lucifer.
Uh-huh, now I lose my fur.
I Lucifer.
Like, I don't like the name. I don't like any of the names of demons and I don't like any of the names of Satan, the Lord of Hell, the
that all sounds scary. It? Satan's terrible.
Beelzebub.
Beelzebub?
Beelzebub.
Barnaby.
Who's Barnaby?
Who is Beelzebub?
The devil, isn't it?
He got another name?
I think it's Beelzebub.
Beelzebub.
When you say it like that,
I see why he has a bunch of them. He's scared different niggas in different regions. Beelzebub ain't working over here.
Beelzebub.
Right. Well, that was pretty scary. I did not know these things. You ready for mine?
Beelzebub.
Mm-hmm. Beelzebub. So he's a Bill?
Yeah. Beelzebub. B-E-E-L.
So
E.
Beelzebub.
Yes, that is another name
Weak name. I'm mostly surprised that hell has a president. That was the biggest takeaway.
Okay.
All right. My story is called The Blind Child.
Aw. I hate that for him.
No.
Is it a boy?
It's a woman. It's a girl. Little girl.
I hate that for her.
She blind. Oh. Pay attention to some of the patterns in it because you'll get an unsuspecting,
yes.
Investigate. You'll get some unsuspecting surprises at the end. Yeah, I couldn't see through shit.
It's
like,
jeez.
Only actual Velma could see through that with her thick ass glasses.
Yeah, this is the ones I'd be setting fire, ants on fire with.
You used to do that?
When I was little?
Mm-hmm. Psychopath. The Blind Child. I'm going to try to tell this. In a story voice that'll probably fade throughout the story.
Ba-boom.
Stabbing.
Sylvia pointed a trembling finger at my brother Arthur. Her milky, unseeing eyes gleamed in his direction, and his wife Agnes trembled from across the table.
Agnes, yeah. So this is from 1500s? 1600s.
Arthur and Agnes?
1700s.
Yeah, the names ain't really popping in this, but you know, it's horror. It could be a period piece, you know. It doesn't really matter what time period this is in. It's pretty scary.
Okay.
I'm gonna start from the little girl voice.
Stabbing.
Sylvia pointed a trembling finger at my brother Arthur. Her milky, unseeing eyes gleamed in his direction, and his wife Agnes trembled from across the table. My husband's face colored as he dropped his fork and dragged our daughter. You get what it means. It's not a racist joke.
Stop
These
playing
are clearly
with
white
it.
People.
Okay, you got a little.
These are white people.
My little Dr. Umar popped up on the side real quick.
My husband's face colored as he dropped his fork and dragged our daughter back into her bedroom, scolding her as they went. The rest of the night was awkward, and the pep in our conversation never recovered. 2 weeks later, Agnes was stabbed to death in her office parking lot.
Jeez.
An inebriated college student found her, almost vomited all over her, and called the cops. I don't know why that part was unnecessary.
Got rid of all the evidence. Damn.
My brother swore that he bore no ill will against my daughter, but I could tell that he was lying. One day, the middle-aged woman who taught my daughter how to read her Braille called me.
Ma'am, I don't know what's going on, but your daughter's been whispering.
I made her in the South.
I don't like it.
I put her in the South.
I don't like it.
Your daughter's been whispering, electrocution, electrocution,
ew,
electrocution, for the past half hour, and it's starting to distract her from her
The NBA playoffs are back, and on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk?
Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus vest that expires 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Essence, could you please talk to her?
I can't even focus on your story because of the accent.
I'm doing character work.
I see. I'm trying.
I'm improving my storytelling.
Okay.
Could you please talk to her?
I did. Sylvia, in her 9-year-old lack of understanding, told me it was just a cool new word she learned at school. Electrocution.
Okay.
The death of an electrician made headlines the following week.
Oh, wow.
It was a freak accident involving tangled wires and a bucket of water. Sylvia's teacher's face was blurred for privacy, but her voice was as familiar as anything to me.
Mm. He was my partner, my soulmate.
Oh, it was her boo?
Okay.
Boo?
So.
Okay, now.
Let's get the timeline. Blind girl points at the whoever's telling the story, points at her brother.
Okay.
Says, stabbing. 2 weeks later, Agnes, his girl, stabbed to death.
Stabbed to death.
Tells her teacher, electrocution. Little bit time goes by, electrician gets electrocuted to death. Mm-hmm. Turns out the teacher who she said that to, that was her husband. He was okay. My partner, my soulmate.
Mm-hmm. You sound like Terrence Howard.
While my husband was working late, I called Sylvia into the living room.
Honey, is there anything mommy should know?
She hesitated.
Yowzers.
Honey, you know you can talk to me.
She denied it once more.
I have no secrets from you, mommy.
Thank God. She don't want her to start whispering shit because
I hear
nothing. Somebody is
your,
about to get fucked
up. With your guessing ass. My husband walked into the living room with his hair tousled and his eyes distant. Instead of rushing to hug her dad, Sylvia simply turned towards him.
Fire.
No.
Fire.
Well, maybe.
Fire.
Wait.
He got fired.
She's not guessing financial situations. My heart stopped. Every time Sylvia said something like that, it was the person's partner who died.
Mm-hmm.
And of that reason, too.
Oh, so she about to die.
She just heard her husband came in all tousled and distant. She said, fire, fire. She's
that
like, oh,
nigga
damn.
About to set shit up.
Was Sylvia merely making predictions or was she putting a curse on me for snooping on her business? Was this a devil child?
Her own child?
I grew paranoid, checked the appliances and electronics constantly, and cleared the house of any fire hazards. That was my life over the next few days. All the while, I kept my eyes on Sylvia. Sylvia.
Sylvia's not the one starting. She needs to keep her eyes on her husband.
I had grown almost hateful toward my own daughter.
Damn, she's trying to give her a little heads up.
Why would you blame the husband?
Well, because the partner dies.
Yeah.
So it's not Sylvia that's doing it.
Right.
So
but the first...
she said he walked in looking shambled.
Yeah, and distant.
So she's giving us a hint that
but
this
none of the other ones was killed by
the
their
door.
Partners.
Not to say that they were, but they didn't really specify. It just said stabbed to death. Oh, the electrocuted one said
freak accident.
Stabbing
was not from their partner because that was his brother.
Oh,
that was the main character's brother.
Oh,
so
okay.
We know for a fact these were all freak accidents. Maybe not the stabbing wasn't an accident, but not to do with the partner. It's really the curse is just passed on to the partner.
So it could be a fire at work that get her ass.
Could be anything.
Okay.
Here's where it gets crazy. My husband came home one night, wounded and blackened with soot.
Uh-oh.
While I sat in the living room and Sylvia listened to the radio beside me. What's the matter? Oh, wait, no, that's not the girl. That's the main girl. What's the matter? I asked. He gulped. One of my colleagues.
Do the gulp.
Her house caught fire. She was trapped in, but I managed to escape. That turned the gears in my head. What were you doing in her house?
Ooh.
The expression on my husband's face was a sufficient admission of guilt. I opened my mouth to speak. No, to scream. But a smaller voice from beside me looked at me and whispered, poisoning.
Oh, no.
The twist was she was getting cheated on.
Absolutely.
She wasn't the partner.
She was really the side, bitch.
She was the side.
Ooh! So he must have been dealing with that girl longer than he was with his...
Right?
Woo!
She looked at him and said, fire. She was over here like, I'm going to die. The partner dies. She said, he came home and said, one of the ladies from work.
Damn.
Her house burned down.
His work wife?
Well, shit. Ooh. But here's this extra, extra kicker. Now the blind daughter is looking at her and saying, poisoning, meaning you about to kill this nigga.
Okay, period.
Lot of layers.
What if, hear me out, what if somebody at her job get poisoned? Oh, our work husband. Look, what if she got, a little thing at work?
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Like, I wish the story would have continued. I need a part two. You have to find the rest of the story, Pat.
That's the story. That's it.
That's
a little cliffhanger.
You sticking to it?
That's the cliffhanger.
If you can find a part two, I'll stand up again.
I would assume that the part two involves...
Did you hear that?
What?
I said, if you can find a part two, I'll stand up again.
Oh, okay. Well, there isn't a part two. But I would say... I can rewind. I would say that the part two, he didn't admit. Oh, I guess he did with his face, but he still said a colleague, something happened at work.
Yeah.
And then I assume that he's going to deny it, which is going to force her to poison that thing. It's
yeah,
a shitty
I'm here
way
for
to
it.
Die. Poisoning is a shitty way to die, especially if the meal fire.
Damn, he said, I escaped. He don't even know he's been caught either.
That's a thinker.
That's the thing. So he doesn't even know that he's really in jeopardy of dying.
Not from
now.
The poisoning thing, but he does know that he is a little caught because she did confront him and say, what were you doing there? And he was like looking all guilty.
Yes, but he didn't. I don't think he knows that he was caught because sometimes it's like during the questioning phase, niggas can kind of talk their way out of the questioning phase. And
right.
If they have a good gift of gab, then, you know, they can talk their way out of, you know, if I'm looking at the sky and I see that it's blue, sometimes you can tell me, you know, that it's red, and the way you explain it is like, oh shit, I can see
red.
A little tinge.
I see a little red.
I can see a little red. So he wasn't necessarily like caught mm-hmm. like that, but
well,
he
also
was
depends,
caught for real.
It depends on what they were talking about in the house. Because remember, it started off with the brother thing, stabbing, mm-hmm. and the husband was there because he grabbed the daughter and took her to her room. Mm-hmm. So if they had just been talking about it, and especially after Agnes died, which is what, his sister-in-law?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works, right?
I don't know. I don't remember
his sister-in-law
who
or whatever. So that means that they might have talked about it. Like, damn, our crazy-ass daughter did say something about a stabbing.
So you, I feel like the dads be more aloof.
Maybe.
To shit, like, mom know exactly what's going on. Like, okay, as soon as she say a word, something's happening to somebody. So,
right. But she said in the story, partner. It happens to the partner.
Yeah.
So even if the dad was dumb, she could have still explained that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she said fire, I don't think she told the husband, like, hey, I think I might die from a fire. She might have just kept it to herself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he knew, I would have got home with all the soot and been like, I ran through a...
I ran through what?
I ran through
chimney?
A smoke screen. Like, if you guys been talking about this thing with the partners and your side or your main, I guess, I don't know what the situation was,
baby,
died in a fire.
I was fixing the fireplace.
I'm a fireman now. I got a double job. Nah, he was... If it's a curse, you caught. So I'm glad he just said, fuck it.
For sure.
All right. Well, those were the scary threads.
I liked it. I liked yours. I really wanted a part two. I think yours outdid me this time.
I got two facts.
Two?
Because one I think I said already.
You think you better than me?
Yeah.
What?
I think I said one of these before. That's the only reason.
Well, that would be trash if you did that.
So I'm
going
to do
Yo, what's going on? Hope all is well. I'm Duke.
I'm Omar.
I'm Jalan, and this is Nice and Neat, the podcast.
We're three quintessential friends dedicated to the 360-degree development of men.
Our goal is to not only share our experiences, but offer as much value as we possibly can through the lessons we've learned along the way.
When I say we talk about everything, we talk about everything. Character, discipline, career development. Oh, and let me not forget, we get real personal.
Now make sure you subscribe so you never miss any of our episodes. Write a review, let us know what you think. Enjoy.
The one I know I haven't said first.
Okay.
Then you can be the sandwich meat, and then I'll be the second piece of bread after that.
Okay, but I'm going to go first.
Just fuck up the sandwich like that?
Okay, go ahead.
You want to go once and then me go twice?
You go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to take the offer.
You're just going to, yeah, because you're going to say one that you've already said. And we're going to have to cut out that segment anyway.
If I already said it, they get in the fact twice. All right, I got a fart fact.
What's up with you and these farts?
What else did I do that was farty?
When we started the Mortal Kombat episode, my fan, he was like, it sounds like a fart.
Did sound like a fart.
And then you said you were into poot play.
That was a joke.
I don't think it was.
Poot play or poop play?
Poot.
Poop
see, now you're going, now, see, you take it a step further every time. Because I was like,
no, I said poop play.
You did say poot play.
No, I said poop.
Oh, I thought you said poot.
No, because I mean, the term is poop play.
Poop?
Yeah. That's when you like getting pooped on and peed on and stuff like that. So me and Tier make those jokes a lot. So I know it's called poop play. But poot play is funny too.
Well, that's what I thought you said.
Well, this is for all the poot players because it's very interesting.
So it's about poop, this one.
No, it's about poot. With the T. Fart.
Okay.
Fart fact.
This is fucking disgusting.
An average person farts enough to fill a party balloon every day. That's about 700 milliliters of flatulent air / gas.
It says, how does this fit for Halloween?
Does it? Party. Party city.
Ew.
Halloween costumes.
Gotcha.
A fart contains several gases, included hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide. Sulfur, damn.
What it doesn't include is oxygen.
Oxygen.
It does?
And sometimes methane as well.
Ooh.
That'd be what the cows be farting.
Yeah, methane.
That makes sense, though. I'd be having some farts every now and then that you can kind of smell the sulfur.
Rank.
sulfur.
Sulfur.
Smells like you walk into hell.
What the
with
fuck
Shrek.
Were you eating?
So just know, every time you fart, know that that is just one of the farts of the day. But if you collected all of them, you could fill a little balloon.
Ew.
A little party balloon.
Per day.
Per day, 700 milliliters.
I don't think I fart that much.
Oh, because you're such a hot girl and
no,
I don't poop
no,
and
no,
I don't
no.
fart.
What I'm saying is I don't fart a lot during the day. Like,
oh, but when the sun
no,
sunsets.
Not even, I'm talking about in a 24-hour period. Unless it's just happening while I'm asleep like crazy. But during the day, like, I don't find myself doing that a lot.
All right, beat that.
Wait, so I was watching, and this is years ago, so you guys can, you know, look this up. There was that show, Mythbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there was an episode on how many farts it would take to kill somebody. And so
From the farting or from fart hitting them? Oh.
From farting. Like if they were trapped in a room and with just a bunch of farts, like how much fart was needed to actually
fart?
Like kill somebody.
Okay.
It was a lot. To deem it virtually almost impossible to kill
like thousands
somebody
of farts?
Yeah.
How did they kill something?
No. I think they just did the meters.
All right. Well, that was some good farting. Good fart facts.
Ew.
What you got?
Mine's is about Dookie.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh. I was like, this is fucking what you get for putting two toddlers and giving them a show.
No, mine actually fits the theme of the show of being pretty fucking scary.
Okay, let's see.
There is such a thing as homicidal sleepwalking. It's also called, homicidal somnambulism.
Forget that one. Let's just call it homicidal sleepwalking.
Or sleepwalking murder. In 2005, crazy. Jules Lowe was acquitted of murder after killing his father because he was sleepwalking during the crime.
There's no way that sounds like a lie. I don't remember doing it. I was asleep. I was sleepwalking. That really went through.
Alternative explanations to homicidal or violent sleepwalking include malingering, drug-induced amnesia, and other disorders which sleep-related violence may occur. Such
malingering?
As malingering?
Malingering?
Uh-huh.
Niggas get malingered to death?
What do you think malingered is? When you say niggas get malingered to death, what do you consider malingering to be?
I don't know.
Malingering, drug-induced amnesia, and other disorders in which sleep-related violence may occur, such as REM sleep behavior disorder and episodic wandering.
That's crazy. So you can actually kill somebody in your sleep.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wonder, how do they prove?
Right. I feel like that should be the number one thing that murderers say then. Just like, man, I just woke up. I blacked out. Because a lot of murderers say that they blacked out and then they just woke up after it happened. They went into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm. Malingering is a court-martialed offense in the United States military under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which defines the term as feigning illness, physical disablement, mental lapse, or derangement. It sounds like it's like faking. It sounds like it's like faking illness. Disablement or mental lapse.
So they're basically for layman's, they're basically categorizing all the things that fall under this. Mm-hmm. What is it called? Homicidal sleepwalking.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah,
that's pretty scary. I think the concept of sleepwalking itself is scary. Like you see all those like videos of couples, and one of them is like walking around going, what are you doing? And then the other person's like laughing. Like, I would be so freaked out. I don't know if I could deal with that.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, there's like a hilarious one of this like girl. She's like yelling at a plant. She's like, you're not Abraham Lincoln. And she'll like hit it. She'll be like, and the dude is just like, oh my God. But he's like laughing. He's like,
but he's also filming it.
Way to go.
No, because both of them are on. It might have been like a security camera or something, because it was like black and white and all night vision-y.
Oh, okay.
But
he did that on purpose. He was just laughing. He wanted to make sure he caught that and released it too.
It was definitely something that she was probably did like her whole life, but I don't think I could stick around.
I've only seen the creepy sleepwalking. The ones, well, that's funny, but it's scary, but it's kind of funny.
Well, I just made that stuff up.
But I'm talking... Oh, you just made that
up. Abraham, the things that she was saying. Oh. I don't remember what she was saying, but it was just weird.
But the ones I've seen is like they just get up and they stand and like they're just like watching their partner.
The Paranormal Activity ones.
Yeah, those type where they're
This is them fast forwarding the tape. You know how they be fast forwarding and it'd be like it'd be like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. and they just in one spot like
yeah. You look like you're about to have a seizure.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the type of sleepwalking I've seen.
Scary.
Have you ever sleepwalk?
I'd be buckled in.
Yeah.
I'd be buckled in. If I sleptwalk, I would have like I would strap myself in or get like a weighted blanket or something.
I've never dealt with anybody that was a sleepwalker, but I've dealt with somebody that was a sleep talker.
Oh yeah, I've heard
and
that.
And that like but when I say this man had like
combos.
Evil, like,
oh no,
it was like violent.
What was he saying?
And he would just be like, what the fuck? Like, he would in his sleep, and I
big
would
ass
wake
red
up
flag.
Like, whoa, what are you dealing
I'm gonna
with?
Beat your ass.
Every night I slept,
I'm gonna cut your titties off.
No, he never threatened me, and thank goodness. But I didn't even know what to do. Like,
you dealt with that? That's like, insane.
I did. Ain't I wasn't. No I don't know. I just. I wasn't gonna. I did. I'm pretty like.
Boy,
when it comes
no way,
to
boy.
People, when it comes to people's like flaws and stuff, like stuff that they can't really help. I'm. Boy, it's not. No those way, are boy. Not deal breakers for me. Even
so
though
they
some should.
Even they murdered in their sleep. What?
That's not someone because I don't want to be the person that. That's a deal breaker for me.
It's not their fault.
It's a deal breaker for me because I don't want to be the person that they
murder.
Kill. Yeah. So okay. That's kind of like an extreme point that you're using to mm-hmm. kind of
drive it home.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of driving home, I'm going to give this second fact that I am pretty sure I have said before. But if I
can I cut you
have...
off if you have and be like, yep, you said it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I'm still going to say the whole thing.
Well, then there's no point in me cutting you off.
So, turns out, and this sucks because I just started using these, gym treadmills and stationary bikes have...
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
7,752 times more bacteria than a home toilet seat.
Did you say that? I don't remember you
I don't
ever
either.
Saying anything about a treadmill. I feel like you may have said something about a cell phone.
Yes, that's what we were talking about, how
cell phones
are
dirtier
than
toilet seats.
Public
toilet seats. That was what you said.
Cell phones are dirtier than mm-hmm. public toilet seats, but treadmills and stationary bikes are dirtier than home toilet seats.
Mm.
Which makes sense. It's public, mm-hmm. but it's like, damn.
You think people
like,
not really washing their toilets like that?
Huh?
You think people not really like cleaning their toilets like that?
Well, no. They're saying that they're dirtier than home toilets.
Oh, okay.
So that means that people at the gym, which the interesting thing is that your feet obviously are just going to be hitting the treadmill. And maybe some dirt or
sweat.
Stuff will fall off of that. Or
but
some
your
sweat.
Hands.
Your hands, maybe mm-hmm. some sweat and stuff like that. But it's crazy to think that that would somehow equal up to feces in any point of feces and urine.
Oh, because people are not washing their hands out of the restroom?
I guess. I mean, it's just...
I've seen some pretty disgusting stuff. Haven't you seen those videos of, like, I'm just going to say guys, just, like, digging in their butts and just random, like, and then just going back to what they were doing. Right. Like, so I wonder if some of that has to...
Probably.
It has to. That has to be how.
But I would think if I dug in my butt right now and scratched around.
You're about to say something crazy.
No, I'm not. This is interesting. Hang with me. If I dug in my butt, scratched around, all, you know, put a finger at a time, scratched with all of them, so it was just butt fingers, right? Uh-huh. And then I were to press a keypad.
Why am I looking at your fingers like, ugh, now?
I would think that would still not be as dirty as a toilet that I took a physical shit in.
But the thing about it is, it's not just one person. It's an accumulation.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe you on your own wouldn't, but if 30 other people did the same thing, I mean, how many people use a treadmill throughout the day?
I don't know.
And how often do they really clean it? But like at my gym, you're supposed to after you use a machine, you're supposed to put a sign. They have like little tabs that you're supposed to put on it that says this is dirty. And they'll come.
Oh, nice.
The cleaners go around looking for those signs and they clean it before anybody else uses it. Or if somebody's going to use it, they'll just clean it themselves. They have all the cleaning supplies and stuff.
My gym just leaves little wipes around. They say, do it your damn self.
Yeah, but I don't really think people. I mean, I have seen a lot of people use the signs. I use the signs myself, but I'm sure if they did the swipe test, that
it'd be bad.
It would be.
But I wouldn't think everybody was digging in their butt.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. Like,
tip of the poopberg.
Yeah. Because it's like, I don't know, I think about when I go play basketball, I think about how disgusting those balls have to be.
Of course.
Like, oh my God,
But you think it would be just because a bunch of people throughout the day touched it.
Yes,
you think it would be as dirty or dirtier than a toilet where one person took several actual shits in.
But the thing is, like at home, you clean your toilet. If you never cleaned your toilet, then it would probably be as disgusting as, you know, a treadmill. But I feel like at home, it probably gets cleaned a little better, if not more.
Toilets are probably just cleaner than we think.
Yeah, because, I mean, your butt's covered all day. Usually when you go take a shit, it goes in the bowl.
That's true. Butt cheeks should be pretty clean.
Yeah, your butt cheeks should be fairly clean. So
how clean are your butt cheeks?
How clean are they?
Mm-hmm.
I wash often.
You need to... Hang on. Let's see.
Really?
Let's see how clean
no.
it is.
Oh my God.
Let's see, Persephone's been washing.
I exfoliate, honey. Okay.
You exfoliate your butt cheeks?
Yes.
That's cool.
I have improved the texture of my butt skin be really nice.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad.
So I think that yes.
Grinding the cheek skin off.
My booty cheeks are as clean as they can be.
Okay. Well,
I mean, but they are sitting on this chair.
Yeah.
Right.
So who
now,
knows?
Which...
We could have been the fifth podcast.
So when I get home,
you could have a bunch of other hosts' butt cheeks on you.
Is this where this is what you're trying to do?
I don't know. But your bare cheeks are on that chair.
Bare cheeks on it.
So, I mean, you know, the whoever's in the podcast room next, maybe the next episode, they'll be sniffing the chair.
Get a nice little whiff.
Oh, God. I hate the word whiff.
Clean butt.
All right. Well, I hope everybody had an amazing Halloween.
Booty smell.
We hit you guys with the facts on how to stay safe out there in the world. I'm going to just be honest. We shot the last episode like it was going to air on Halloween.
You telling our secrets?
This month has
7
weeks in it. We did not know
it
that there was
five
a whole...
Sundays.
Yeah, a lot of Sundays.
Yeah, so...
And so, yeah, this is
We undershot.
All right, well, this has been another spooky episode of Thick Threads. I like the stories from today.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I like spooky stories.
And I like Scooby-Doo, too. I might watch that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a...
So are you going to look at Velma Dinkley a little different now?
I'd be like, yeah, Persephone looked good in that outfit.
You'd be like, I don't give a...
That would distract from the sleuthing.
I mean, I think now maybe when I see Fred, I might think about you. I'm going to be like, ah.
Big bet.
Fred with the dreads.
Dread Fred.
Dreadhead Fred.
Dreadhead Fred.
Hey.
All right, well, there you have it. This has been another episode of the Thickest Ass Threads. I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I am Persephone, a.k.a. Velma Thick Dinkley.
Thick Dinkley. Thinkley. All right, well.
Thickly.
We will see you guys. Happy spooky season.
Bye.
All right, what's going on? It's your girl, Lala Shepherd.
Boss Britta Most Lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel, and you are tuned into the Progress Report podcast.
Okay, and if you're a fan of hip-hop news and culture, make sure y'all like and subscribe to our podcast, The Progress Report.
Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.